remember reading in your Jet Johnson publications, a whole lot of stations didn't want to play that particular recording. We're a winner. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, I would say the way I'm sure most of you would say, we don't give a damn, we're a winner anyway. Right on? Yeah, I got a little strength out there tonight. Putting fire under. Out of sight. It's all right now. We have just another version that we'd like to lay to you about here. Believing very strongly in equality and freedom for all, and especially we people who are darker than blue. We'd like to just lay another version to you. Trying not to offend anyone, but basically telling it like it is. We're a winner, and never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, cause a feeble mind is in your way. No more tears do we cry. The black boy done dried his eyes. And they're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up. There'll be no more Uncle Tom, at last that blessed day has come. And we're a winner, and everybody knows it too. We just keep on pushing, like Martin Luther told you to. And I don't mind leaving here to show the world we have no fear, cause we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, we're moving on up. So people get ready, I've got good news for you. How we got over, like we're all supposed to do. Let us all say amen, and together we'll clap our hands. Moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, moving on up, moving on up. Continue to be a winner, all of you.
Been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Yeah. opinionated, outspoken, informative.
The Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Right, it is bright and early on a Saturday morning. If you hear my voice, you know what it means. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White. I have saved you guys your ears today. No air horn. I know you guys get so used to hearing air horns bright and early on a Saturday. No, Brandy, unfortunately, Brandy B. Harris, my co-host, is out today not feeling good. So, Brandy, we hope you feel better. From Mike and I here in the studio, hope everything. You've been holding it down as well when I've been up moving around and all about the place. So I appreciate everything you've been doing. But guess what? It's back to the fellas in here, Mike. Yeah, it's back to the fellas up in here. It's feeling real, you know, what they call it? The man pad, I guess, is that what you... Yeah, okay, it is what it is. But, yeah, Brandy, we hope you feel better. Never like anytime somebody doesn't feel good. Hope you guys have had a good week. A great week, matter of fact. Swag Media Day just passed, right? Did you like what you saw? If you watched it, did you like what you saw? I'll talk about the rankings. We'll get to looking at where did the predicted order of finish for Southern University and many other schools. We'll talk about the All-SWAC selection. How many Southern University players made the All-SWAC selection? Who all actually did make the All-SWAC selection from what teams? And we're going to have some very... Listen, today's show is going to be very entertaining, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be very entertaining. And one of the things that we're going to do with today's show, we're going to have some interviews here in the house for you guys today. Southern University football players, the All-SWAC selection. And I'm not going to just break it out to you right now. If you haven't seen the All-SWAC selection already, then, hey, that's on you. But you'll get to see these guys, each and every one of these guys, as they make it into the building. Three interviews lined up for you guys today. I hope you are ready and to be entertained, as they say. Are you not entertained? Going to have things lined up, man. Today's show is going to be really special. I have a guest a little bit later in the show. I'm not going to break it right now. Got to make sure everything... You know, I'm one of those people where I got to make sure everything falls in place. When everything falls in place, then you just kind of roll with it. Right? But I hope you are entertained for today's show. This is one of those throwback shows I think y'all look for that of the Jaguar Journal. Mike, you remember they used to get on me all the time. They thought it was... They didn't like the changes, man. We missed the old school Jaguar Journal back when my daddy and all of them were, you know, watching the show. Well, you know, I'm the next generation. I'm the grandson. I'm the nephew. But it's always my hope in order to get this program to where you guys like it and enjoy it, because our whole goal and mission here is to inform you and also give you history. Most of all, giving you guys history to understand the past, the present, and then where we're going in the future. Today is the future. When we're talking to these players today, we're going to be learning about the future because, of course, the future at hand is the 2024 football season. These guys will be currently on the 2024 football season, but I got something from the past for you a little later on in the show. Kind of how we led up into this point. But that's the whole beauty and the purpose of the show, man. Swag Media Day, as I said, happened this past week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I watched it. I went through it, you know, typical Jay Walker. I called it. Coach, you know what? You know, what's more exciting, winning the game as a player or as a coach? Winning the damn game, Jay. doesn't matter. You just want to win it. I don't think it matters, right? Everybody wants to win. You don't have to be the player nor the coach. I think the camaraderie of both of them, but I ain't going to mess with Jay too much. But had an opportunity. You start to see the format of the SWAC championship. It just each year seems like they take one step forward just a little bit better than they did the last year. I like the fact of not having the players on the stage with the coach at the same time. To me, it takes away the opportunity of where you really want to go with the coaches. I enjoy having the players separate. They had them with a whole nother separate scene and set with an interviewer. For me, I enjoy that. I like that. But most of all, it was typical SWAC media day. Did nothing really stand out. You look at the SWAC standings, predicted order of finish, and hey, you can always go on the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference social media, whatever. If you want to keep up with those things, you can go to SWAC.org. If you want to get information and you say, hey, you know what, I didn't get a chance to get that information on the Jaguar Journal, or it's something I want to share. So right now, as we get ready to get into fall camp, everything is just a predicted order of finish, right? Miles Crawley, I would drop this, is the SWAC Offensive Preseason Player of the Year. Kelby Givens on the defensive side is the SWAC Defensive Preseason Player of the Year. Southern University. And if you have seen Kelvin Givens, absolute dog, beast, disruptive, man, all of those things coming from that decent defensive side of the ball. Big news when you circle it, because now guess what? You have a quarterback as the preseason offensive player of the year, and you have a guy off the D-line as the defensive player, the preseason defensive player of the year from Grambling and Southern. Won't that make one hell of a Bayou Classic? Seeing Kelby Givens break through that line, that O-line, and getting a sack on Miles Crawley, who is the offensive preseason player of the year. I'm just trying to paint a picture. It's a long way from now. I know you ask coaches, hey, coach, what's the most important game you're looking for on the season? Hey, it starts with game one. We're just trying to go 1-0. So I guess I'm looking all the way down the line, and that's literally all the way down the line, because that's the Bayou Classic. It's the granddaddy of them all. It is the last one, and it typically settles the score in the state of Louisiana who has the best football program. Last year, who won it? Grambling, I'll wait. Oh, okay. Southern won it last year. So to have a Grambling and a Southern player, both preseason offensive and defensive player of the year, that is huge, I think, for both of the programs. Now, can both of those players hold up to that end of the bargain? That is going to be the question. Mike, let's get ready to take a break, get ready to get our guest in and get settled in, man. Y'all stay tuned. We got a great show for you guys today. I'm Perry White. My guy Mike holding it down. Brandy Biaris out of the studio today. Hope you feel better, Brandy. Y'all, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep this thing rolling. All right, stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I am Perry White. Hope you guys are having a good morning as we continue to keep this show rolling, man. We got very special guests here in the studio, and I wish y'all could see this backdrop of guys. I'm talking about some certified ballers in the building, and I got one right here next to me. He's second team all SWAC, offensive tackle, Southern University, Joshua Trash Jr. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You might have to get a little closer to the mic, man. You know, why the offensive lineman got to be the soft-spoken guy? Huh? I want you to be that loud. You're supposed to scare them guys, man, when you're looking at them D-line. But how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. What about you?
Doing good, man. SWAC Media Day comes out. They have predicted order of finish. All SWAC selection. Were you surprised to see your name on that list?
Yeah, I ain't gonna
lie. How does that feel, man? You get an opportunity to see all your hard work, second team all SWAC. Your name is right there in the midst of some of the best around the conference. Does it just goes to show your hard work at the position and what you've been able to do at Southern University?
Yes, sir. It acknowledges what I'm doing, but I got to take it a step up from here now. I got to try to make the first team.
Let's talk about your story, man. How did you end up at Southern University? You're not a Louisiana guy, but ending up at Southern University, what's your story getting here?
Out of high school, I had one JUCO offer. I took the JUCO offer to Colin, played 2 years at Colin. I signed with Southern about spring before last.
What's your high school? Shout out your high school. What high school you went to?
Natchez High School.
Natchez High School, right up the road.
Yes, sir.
Natchez, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, look. Is your house divided? Is it Alcorn? Is it Jackson? Is it Valley? Is it Southern? What's your household like?
Now, my household is Southern. But when I go to my grandma's house, I go to my auntie's house, it's just all Alcorn territory. So I'll be having to talk.
Let's talk about that, because when you talk about Alcorn, Southern, two schools, close proximity, Southern has traditionally had a hard time with Alcorn. But when you look at those houses divided, that's within that proximity. Highway 61, going right up the highway. What is that like when, especially like last year, right? It didn't work out in our favor. I'm sure the cousins, everybody else had a lot to say come Christmas.
Yeah, I'm still hearing stuff about that game to this day. So, yeah, we just gotta shake back next year.
Let's talk about moving forward this year. Mark Fredericks takes over as the offensive coordinator, right? You move away from Eric Dooley, who was the head coach, along with being the offensive coordinator. Last year, look, the question mark, the reality of it was a lot of people had questions about Southern offensive line, right? The injuries, the inconsistencies. But for you, what was the growing pains of last year as you looked at the season and what you guys were able to accomplish and some things that you felt like you guys can grow from this year?
As O-line, we gotta all be on one accord. We gotta play together. I feel like last year we really didn't do that, and this year we working on trying to do that this year.
You look at you guys when you're talking about getting better. What ways can Joshua Trash Jr. get better? Because now you're gonna have that leadership circled around your name. You're all SWAC selection. You know those younger guys are gonna be looking at you, and as you continue to try to bring in, you know, with this ever-changing world of college football, the transfer portal, guys coming and going. That means bringing guys in into a program that may not quite be accustomed to the tradition and to the pride of what's around that, but to establish that for that next generation of guys, because you got to plug and play in this day and age. You know, nobody's waiting around. It's a microwave society. They want you to go ahead and hit the ground running. Now, how do you help that room grow being a leader?
Like I said, it all starts with bonding with the O-line. We all got to think together, move together. So it starts out with the bonding, us being around each other, knowing how we think. So when it gets in the game, it's just second nature. You just play. You know you can trust a brother beside you. So,
you know, one thing about that O-line, man, when I was at Southern, I hate to see the O-line coming in the calf. Y'all know about that? That O-line coming in the calf? When y'all go in the calf, you shut it down?
Oh, yeah, we walking up.
Let's talk about this, man. Now you get Mark Fredericks coming in. Are you starting to grow into his system, his style of what he's bringing? Of course, Eric Dooley last year. And the reality, a lot of people had questions because you saw the inconsistency on the offensive side of the ball, right? But now Mark Fredericks comes in from Prairie View. He's a Southern guy. He comes in now as the offensive coordinator. What do you see out of that system, and what are some of the things that you feel are helping you as him being here now?
Well, in the spring, you know, he first came in, we took it slow. But like now, I really love the offense. I really love the offense right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm really excited for what we got in store for this offense next fall.
Next fall? Yes, talk about some of the guys on the O-line with you, man, that you're growing that bond with, man. Give them some of the shout-outs, because you're the only O-lineman to make the all-SWAC selection. But what are some of the guys in the trenches that you're doing battles with each and every day?
My boy Cam and one. Got my boy Antonio, Mello, Tree, all them boys.
Now you can't be giving their nickname. Them folks don't know their nicknames when they looking in the program, man. What's their real?
Okay, Cameron Foster, Juan Gonzalez, Antonio. What's Antonio's last name?
It's okay. If his name Antonio, we'll find his last name in the program.
Carmelo Crump, Matthew Cardi, all them boys. And we got some freshmen coming in and transfers like Chris, Joe, Dre.
Man, when I look at you, man, I wouldn't even suspect you'd be like a gentle giant, man. You're so soft-spoken, and, you know, he's just real chill, man. Are you vocal on the field? Do you get louder on the field? Are you one of those you let your work do your talk for you?
I try to. I'm a center, so I have to talk. I have to patrol the O-line. But other than that, I really just be head down, just get to work.
Center, you the guy, hey, you see it all. When you talk about having to watch film from being a center man, what are some of the things you look at as you grow in that position? Because, of course, you are the eyes. You're seeing everything that the defense is bringing and having to call that out for you. What is film work and watching film like?
When you watch film, you try to find the defense tendencies. Tendencies on the down and the distance. You know, teams tend to jump in different fronts based on the down and the distance. Teams tend to have different tendencies, whether they slant or front, based on really just based on the down and distance. You have to find the team's tendency.
And when overall, when you look at the leadership of this team now, you're talking about Terrence Graves taking over as the head coach. For you, do you see any differences in the program currently coming out of the spring into the summer before fall camp of just from Eric Dooley to Terrence Graves now taking over?
Yes. I see the difference. We are a way more disciplined team than we were before, and we continue to work on it.
When you talk about discipline, what areas would you have liked to see the team get better when you talk about the word discipline?
I really want to see us stay cool on the field and stuff don't get right.
Yeah.
I really hate seeing us looking on the field and you seeing us fall apart. Like, I hate that. Like,
yeah.
There's something
to get better at. Right. Yeah. That's called keeping your composure, right? Let's talk about this on the other side before I get ready to go to break. You are a football player, but you're a student athlete on the student side, man. What's your major, man? What you going to school for?
Oh, I go to school for mechanical engineering.
He's saying that loud and proud, louder than all that football. Did y'all see the energy change? Mechanical engineering. Talk to me about that, man.
Right now, well, I'm going into my senior year. I'm expected to graduate in the spring, so I'm excited about that.
I know you are excited, man. Then guess what? That's one more degree you can put up in the house, man. You can show them Alcorn folks back at home. Southern to study, adding up, man. We adding these degrees to the wall. But, man, congratulations to you, first of all, for making the All-SWAC selection, man. That just goes to show your hard work. Most of all, you're on track to graduate. And there's a lot of things in your future that if you stay on track, man, it'll be bright, man. So I want to say congratulations to you, man. I appreciate you for coming in. Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody out there, any noise talk you want to do, man, now's your time. Do your thing.
All right, first, got a shout-out. Shout-out to the man above. Good Lord, without him, you know, none of this would happen. You know, shout out to my mom, my peoples back at home. Without y'all, you know, I wouldn't be here. So.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you. That's Joshua Trash Jr., man, Southern University O-lineman. Got all SWAC selection, man. Appreciate you coming in. Hey, guys, let's get ready to take a break. We're going to keep the interviews going. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there. Hope you guys are having a good morning. Wake up, get your coffee. You don't need the newspaper today. You just need to turn your volume up. Perry White here in the studio, man, as we continue to keep things going. Very special guest as we talk about Southern University football, getting ready for the season in the studio. We got first team all SWAC running back Kendrick Rimes. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. See, you're a little bit closer to the mic. See, the big guys, man, the gentle giants, man, look. I'm still shocked at that, man, as I look at it. But it's okay because I know he's going to do some nasty work on the field. And you talk about doing nasty work on the field. As he blocks, right. You coming through one of those gaps, one of those holes that's available, man. First of all, man, just how did it feel to see your name as first team all SWAC running back? It said Kendrick Rimes, man. That had to be a good feeling.
It actually was. It was a great feeling. It let me know that all my hard work has paid off and it's not going unnoticed at all. So I really appreciate that.
You're talking about the hard work. Well, let's always talk about the humble beginnings, where you from, and your story of how you got to Southern University.
Yes, sir. I'm from Houston, Texas, Homestead, Rosewood, Northside.
Are you be swinging?
Yes, sir. Come on now. You know how we coming down.
Hey, I'm listening to Zero, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm from Houston. When I was coming out of high school, I was recruited by PV. My top two schools was going to be PV, or I was going to choose to go JUCO, bet on myself, which was Coach Dooley was at PV at the time. And I chose to bet on myself because, you know, PV was close to home. I want to explore the world.
Yep.
My college life. So I went to bet on myself at JUCO and I did a half semester. So I was there from August to December because Dooley had got the job down here at Southern and he knew how extremely talented running back I was and he came and got me and I was ready to rock with him. He knew how good of a running back I was and I knew I was going to trust him to give me the ball.
I always talk about your high school because I got a lot of pride in my high school, man. I'm from Arkansas. But your high school, man, it's always good to shout your high school out, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Heights High School.
Yes, sir. That's the one? What's y'all mascot?
We were some Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. Yes, y'all was solid?
Oh, we were solid.
Y'all was solid?
We were solid. Ah. Ask about it. Yes, sir.
Man, you get to Southern University, man, and you have been a workhorse coming out of the backfield. And I got to ask you, because last year, before we go any further, right, that Bayou Classic, you take off, nobody's around you, you get into the end zone, you did like three celebrations in one. You kicked the dough in, you shot it up, you swung the bat, you hit a home run. Man, what the heck? All these, I like it. It went viral. How did you get so many celebrations? Was that just all the excitement just came out at once?
Actually, okay. So that's a good question. That's a good question. I have a really good friend, actually. He was a running back at Grambling State named Martez Carter.
Do we know Martez Carter? Yes, we do.
Mr. Excitement. So, you know, once he got in the end zone, he hit the home run. So that's really a good friend of mine, and I like the home run. So I was like, man, when I get to college, bro, and I hit a big run, I want to hit the home run.
Yeah.
So do I got your permission to use it? He's like, of course. He's like, you just got to do it right. You can't be sloppy with it or nothing. So, you know, when I come, I got to come with it. And, you know, afterwards, you know, the kick down and stuff, you know, I just walked in. I took over grabbing the trap. It was come on now. So,
okay.
You know, I walked in. I had to take over. I had to show them who really run that, and that's SU.
I like that. Okay. See, that's the good backstory because, look, that went everywhere. And all I kept seeing, did you see this guy who did three celebrations in one?
Right,
but it was good because guess what? Southern was up in the game, man. And most of all, you were in front of a national audience to be able to showcase your talent. And I think because of that, and you have been doing it all season, that's why we see your name, first team all SWAC running back. Let's move and start the transition now. And I asked the same question as I asked Joshua. You're transitioning from Coach Eric Dooley, who, of course, was your offensive coordinator last year. Now Mark Fredericks, who is your offensive coordinator. And running backs coach.
Right.
So working with him, what are some of the changes that you're starting to see with the offensive philosophy from last year to this year? And where do you see yourself in that placement?
I see a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. I see my offensive line, which I call them a lot of silent assassins. They don't talk a lot, but you
yeah,
get
I
down
found
there.
Out this morning.
Yeah. You get down there in the trenches, they go put you to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a lot of moving around. I see a lot of fast pace, and we're expecting a lot of big things this year. So, like, yeah, the energy is different this year, and I really love it, and I hope we can keep this thing rolling and go undefeated and bring home a SWAC championship and a celebration.
You know, I always talk about a room because when you talk about a certain position room, that position room is built about being competitive, right?
Right.
And sometimes that competitive nature, there's a guy, man, wants your job. In this ever-changing world of the transfer portal, that's what you're seeing. Guys not wanting to sit back, wait on their time, not wanting to develop. They want to go somewhere and play now. When you look at this running back room, man, you look around, I got to throw a name like Kobe Dillon, right? Kobe Dillon is a guy that's been around a while. He was a former high school quarterback that transitioned to running back. And at one time, he broke a SWAC single-game rushing record against UAPB a couple years ago, but dealing with injuries.
Right.
But he's continued to keep that focus. What is that running back room like for you guys? And name some of those guys in which you go to the trenches with each and every day.
That running back room is deep. It's deadly. It's deadly. Like, if one come out, it ain't going to be no drop-off. We have me, Kobe Dillon, Corey Russell, Braylon Morgan, Tice Fusion, and we got some couple of freshmen that's ready to come in and hunt. That's what we say. We got this little running back saying the competition on the invisible hand is in the back that's pushing.
Yeah.
So every day we go to work, we're pushing each other.
Yeah.
It's really competition, but it's a friendly competition. Because, like, once you're a friendly competition, you don't even know, but both of y'all getting each other better. So at the same time, that's what we do. We go to work every day, put our heads down, and we know what we got to do. Once one slipping, we pick them up. Come on, let's go. Let's go. We get it together. That's the running back room we have.
I like that. That sounds like a camaraderie in that running back room. And when you look at the hard work that you've been putting in, you didn't get a chance to do much in the spring, but what have you been doing in order to keep yourself in shape and get your game better as we come into fall camp?
Lifting weights, getting back, running and stuff with my team, you know. We hitting it every day at 6 o'clock. Really, you there 5:45. So, you know, we just getting back in the groove, and we just ready to par along. Anybody that getting our way, ready to knock them down.
Let me ask you this. Qualities of a leader for you. First team all SWAC, right? The only guy on offense to make first team all SWAC. So there's going to be something circled around you every time a team looks at Southern University on film. First person they're going to say, they know they got the all SWAC running back. Leadership qualities for you when you talk to a room, and especially like your man Joshua said, having that focus when you guys are down. Somebody has to be the leader to look at that team and say, look, it ain't over till it's over.
Right. So that's what I'm waiting to see. I believe this team right here, when we fight adversity, I feel like this team right here, we're gonna meet it face to face. We're not gonna run from it. We're not gonna hide from it. That's what we want. We want the adversity. We want that because we want to know what team we built and made out of. We don't want to go in and without the team that we know and we hit adversity. Now we got this person complaining, and now the team pulling each way. Now we want us to come together. We want to meet it face to face, and we're gonna attack it.
Yeah,
we're gonna win the ball game. That's how that's gonna go.
Let's talk about you. What style of running back would you circle yourself as? Are you an elusive back, power back? What do you consider yourself in terms of running back?
I only have one word, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara. That's one name right there I can give for you.
You out here pulling Jeeps and trucks, too?
Come on now. Come on now. The balance is crazy. Do your research. It hit different. The balance is crazy. Yes, sir.
Talk about that, your game, and comparing it to Alvin Kamara.
Right. Alvin Kamara. And another one I throw out there, Christian McCaffrey. Them two right there, them are some exclusive, exciting running backs right there. Not only can they run the ball out the backfield, they can catch the ball out the backfield. Once they catch it, there ain't no catching get down. They catching and breaking tackles and fighting for the extra yards and helping their team get some extra yards they need for the first down or a touchdown, whatever. That's what I like about them right there. Now, they just not limited to one position. They can do multiple positions and ball at both of them.
I like that, man. You know, it's the same question I asked Joshua. Your student athlete. Let's go to the student side.
Right, right.
What's your majoring in?
Rehabilitation counseling.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Talk
yes,
to
sir.
Me about that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, well, I grew up, I was on the north side of Houston. So, like, I didn't seen a lot of stuff, done a lot of stuff. So, once I'm done with this and I graduate in the spring, I'm looking forward to opening my own rehabilitation center where I'm from to help the people that where I came from that ain't had a guidance to help them to go to a rehabilitation center or something. Mm-hmm. So I want to be that help in hand that they can get instead of, like, just looking or not having no help or something when they can go right here. I got it for y'all.
I like that because the community is who you are. It's the fabric of the way you grew up. Now, you don't always have to keep it with you everywhere that you go, but the piece of it never leaves because what they say, you never forget where you come from. So a piece of that for you will always live with you, and that ultimately made the decision of what you want to do in life. And what you want to do in life is go back and help your community. What's that drive? What really forces that in you to say, you know what, I can't give up on my community?
I have a lot of people still on Instagram, social media and stuff. They looking at me as a role model. And some of the stuff that they wanted to do, I'm doing for them type stuff. So some people that came before me, they couldn't do it, but I'm doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it further than what they doing, and I seen where they messed up at, and I just want to give back and help to them as best I can do.
And that's a good thing that you're doing because you're keeping yourself doing what you love, your God-given ability, and you're going out there and you're showcasing. I think everybody is seeing you showcase it. That's why you first team all swag. As you look at the transition, of course, you had a close relationship with Coach Eric Dooley.
Yes,
but unfortunately, he is gone to Grambling now.
Right,
so we'll see him. We'll see him at the Bayou Classic. But other than that, what has the transition for you been like with Coach Terrence Graves taking over this program? And what are the changes that you've seen that stand out best for you?
Discipline, for sure. Discipline, for sure. And I wouldn't say it was too much of a change because the same way I rock with Coach Dooley when he was my head coach, I rock with Coach Graves as my head coach. It's just Coach Dooley on the opposite side now, and I got to give him that spanking that he needs. So, I seen discipline and stuff, and a lot of guys, they fired up and ready for the season, and they ready for Graves' addition, and we ready to show y'all what we're working with. So,
you a guy know the quarterback room as well because somebody got to hand you the ball off at practice.
Right.
What has stood out from you with all these guys? Of course, Noah Biden is the guy who came in. He won the Bayou Classic last year. Harold Blood has since transferred. I saw Harold Blood on NCAA 25. Y'all done played NCAA 25? They got him on he's on the roster for Missouri, so he done made it. He got a check and everything else. But now you look at this room that's left behind, man. Talk to me about the quarterback room for you guys and what you have noticed and how these guys are trying to separate themselves on who can possibly be the starter for the fall.
That's a hard question right there because I feel like we got three go-getters right now. Noah Barden, Zay, and we have Jalen Woods. I feel like all three of them, if the coach called their number, they can go in and provide for us and win any game at any week. So right now, it's just about who the coach is going to pick. Yeah. I'm rocking with all three of them because I feel like they all got my respect. They some leaders. They show up. They do what they supposed to do. And I feel like they got the ability to go out there and win us a game. So right now we got a three-headed monster. I leave that in the coach's hand.
Yeah, and I like that because if you can look at a room and say, man, there's really no separation when you look at the leadership skill of all three of those guys. And Jalen, of course, he's not much of the runner like the rest, right. But then you look at Zay, he's the hometown guy, right? Coming out of Scotlandville, and everybody, of course, wants to put the backing and support behind the hometown guy because you had an opportunity to watch him the most, see him on the news, and then you have Noah who comes in. He was highly recruited coming out of high school, went to Grambling, and then transferred into Southern. So when you look at the battle of that room, I think that's going to be one of the biggest question marks coming into fall camp for Jaguar Nation. They want to know who's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
For 2 years, you know, you had Bashaun McCray, then you left that, and then you went to Harold Blood. So it's been the inconsistency at the quarterback position, but I can tell you one thing. That running back room is just, it stays solid.
Stay solid. There's some dogs right there. They ready to be let loose. There's some dogs right there. Yes, sir.
So, man, right now I give you an opportunity, man, as we come to the end, man. Any shout-outs to anybody out there you want to give, man, or just now's your time?
Shout-out mama. Shout-out my family. Shout-out Houston. Y'all know we have the best athletes, so let's stop the Florida and Louisiana right now. Let's stop it right now. You know I'm a Houston, baby. But, yeah, it's all love.
Well, keep sending them to Southern then. If that's the best ones over there. Keep sending them to Southern. Was everything good with your family with the hurricane?
Yes, sir. Thank you for checking on.
Just wanted to make sure, you know, my son is in Houston, so I had a chance to go over there last week. It was his birthday, and there was still plenty of people that unfortunately did not have power. So I understand.
Food, sport, and stuff. But, you know, they shaking back from it. They doing good.
You rocking that under the jersey right there?
Of course.
You tucking that in?
Of course. You call Grays, let me rock out with it. Of course, you will be seeing it.
Man, the ice is blinging, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guess what, man? Kendrick Grimes, that's the voice that you guys have been hearing. First team all swag running back. Want to say thank you, man, for coming in. We're going to get ready to take a break. We're going to keep this thing going. We got the all swag selection in the house, and we got a great and greatest part of his name, and I'm going to show him to you guys here in a minute. So you guys stay tuned. Go get your coffee. Go run to the bathroom. We're going to keep it going. All right, stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. Man, we got things rocking and rolling here in the studio. Good morning to everybody. I am Perry White. It is the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys are having a great morning because I'm having a great morning looking around at how live this studio is with the level of talent that's in here, both from the past and the present. And as we continue to keep things going, we got the all swag selection in the building today. And we're talking about second team all swag linebacker right here at Southern University, Derek Williams. D. Williams, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed to be here.
I'm about to say, don't be one of these soft spoken linebackers, man. Come on now, linebackers.
Can't be that.
Hey.
Can't be that.
Hey.
Hey. Can't be that. Gotta be vocal. Gotta be a leader. That's
what I'm looking for, man. And you make swag, all swag selection, second team, man. Let's talk about you. Miami guy, right? Mm-hmm. Dreadhead, shaking.
Yes,
all right.
Sir, yes,
coming
sir.
From
yes,
the
sir.
Bottom of that Florida, man. Talk about your journey. Florida, Miami, by way, coming all the way to Baton Rouge, man.
It's just a blessing just to be here. You know what I'm saying? Just to be able to make it out of Miami. It wasn't a lot of opportunities for guys like in my area. It was either playing ball or going the street route, and I'm just glad that God blessed my steps and ordered my steps for me to be here today.
You ever heard of the great Willie Quinn?
Yep. Willie, come on.
I'm just making sure.
Man,
you know?
That was greatest to walk through Southern University. That was one of the main reasons why I really was intrigued with Southern University. I seen Willie a lot when I was younger, seeing his highlights all over Miami, seeing people talking about him, posting his pictures and all videos and stuff like that. So Willie was a good inspiration for a lot of kids back in Miami.
Willie, the only person I ever known, made SportsCenter top 10 three times in one game. He made three SportsCenter top 10 plays in one night out of one game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to, and he's every bit of what, about 5'5"?
5'5". 5'5", he played like a giant, though.
He does, man. They called him the little giant, uh-huh. The mighty queen, gone in the wind. It was a lot of stuff, you know. But when he will go down as one of the most exciting football players to ever suit up at Southern University. I think right now he owns the record for the most receptions, the most receiving yards. He also almost broke the FCS record for kick returns in the year. If it wasn't for them referees at Jackson State, I think he actually would have broke it. Mm-hmm. But he broke one and they called it back. So he actually tied for the most kick returns. But for you, you see that, that motivates you. You end up at Southern. But, you know, I got to talk to you. What's high school, man? I'm always about that high school pride.
High school, Miami Central High School.
Miami Central, that's pride.
Yeah, one of the best in the nation, Miami Central Rockets.
Hey, talk to me, look, my bad.
state champions. You know what I'm saying? I got my state championship this year, my senior year. Over the past, I think, 14, 15 years, I think we got 11 state championships, 11 to 12 of them. So we got a good program. Got some good young guys coming up, you know what I'm saying? So about the Houston thing, you know, Florida, Miami, we got the best guys. You
that's what I like right there. Talk
from.
Your talk.
Speed comes from. Your you know, talk. They come to the bottom of the map for a reason. Congrats them, dog.
Talk your that's talk, man, because, you know, it's always that Texas, Louisiana, Florida, right? Uh-huh. Texas, they say they got the facilities, right? Yeah, man, you got everything you want in Texas. Stadiums, workout facility. Louisiana, you just get it out the mud, right? You just however you get it, you get it. But in Florida,
we ain't got nothing but space and speed.
They say in rabbits. You chasing the rabbits.
Yeah, they chasing rabbits. They chasing all type of stuff out there, too.
I know they are, man. Look, now you chasing quarterbacks, running backs, and everything else, man. Mm-hmm. For you, I know growing up, did you always play on the defense side of the ball, man? Yo, Ben, I'm pretty sure you played multiple positions growing up.
Growing up, no matter what year football it was, I played linebacker since I was 5 years old.
You just born, bred to be a linebacker.
I played running back, linebacker, tight end, linebacker, D-line, and linebacker. No matter what year of football, I played linebacker. I played linebacker my whole football career.
Man, listen, that means you've been a headhunter a long time. This doesn't come new for you.
Nah, nothing come new to me at all.
When you look at that linebacker room for yourself, man, and you're talking about that leadership, you guys definitely are the command of the defense, right? You yelling it out. You putting everybody where they need to be. You seeing things as you back there in that backfield. And, of course, you start to see that linebacker position change a little bit more. It's that hype. It ain't no old school days. You remember them big old linebackers, them big old, hey, you got to be quick now back there because you got the dual threat. You got the RPO offense these days, man. For you growing and learning that position and evolving, what helps you get better at that position and then looking at that room of guys around you?
I just feel like just being able to move in space, just working on quickness, lateral movement, things of that nature like that. Just like growing with the game, you know what I'm saying? You can't be stuck in a still place. You got to elevate with the game. The game elevate, you got to elevate your gameplay as well. So I feel like I'm very versatile. I can play the inside. I can play the outside. I can cover. I can run with the best. I can cover the best. I feel like I could do whatever, but the guys that's in my room, I feel like we got a lot of young talent and we got a lot of old talent. We got a guy like Joshua Tate, Mike Jones. We got a new chance. Mike Jones.
Who? Okay.
We got a new transfer, Vincent Page, and we also got some young talent. We got some guys like Edrick Williams, a hometown guy like Marquise Baptiste, Michael Thomas. We got a lot of young guys with a lot of young talent. I feel like as a group, we could be real outstanding for Southern University.
What are you looking for when you walk in that room? You the leader now, of course. Your name is Circle. When teams scout and look at Southern University's defense and say, hey, man, you're going to have that guy right there in the middle of the field looking at you, D. Williams. Mm-hmm. For you, you're talking about leadership, man. What are you looking for as you try to get the rest of those guys to elevate to where next year you see two names or three names on that all-SWAC selection?
I just feel it's all about accountability. You know what I'm saying? If I just hold all my guys accountable, hold them to a certain standard, not lower the standard for anybody and make everybody reach that standard, I feel like we could have two or three, four more SWAC selections next year. I just feel like it's all going to be us growing together because if I could trust you, if I can't trust you to show up to weights, I can't trust you to make that big play in the game.
Yeah.
So we all going to build trust just by us holding ourselves accountable, holding ourselves to the team standard, being where you're supposed to be, being where your feet are, and just that from there we could be able to grow and just grow as a team.
Let's look at Coach Miller, right? Defensive coordinator. And I think for a lot of people, when you see Southern's defense, it has been like right in the pocket for everybody for the past 2 years. But for you, being under him as a defensive coordinator, what do you like about his philosophy and just him in the room? Because every time I see him, he walking around, he got his shades on. He just missed the cool on the field. But at the end of the day, he's the guy that's calling the plays.
Yes, I like his energy. I love Coach Miller energy. I could feed off his energy, and I know a lot of his passion is real genuine. And I like that the fact that he the defense is not more of the fact try to be as much complicated to make you think. It's more of a simple and let's go play and let's go play fast. You know what I'm saying? He want everybody on the defense to be as comfortable as possible, everybody to understand their job thoroughly, understand the guys next to them job thoroughly. So the more you understand, the faster you can be able to play. So we try to hang our hat on being able to play fast, play physical, and play strong. So that's why I love Coach Miller's philosophy.
And, you know, you got all those former Southern players and guys that's been around that defensive side of the ball, of course, with Coach Sean. You got both the Millers. You got Coach Scott, man. That, I'm pretty sure y'all defensive meetings are loud.
Yeah.
Loud and intense.
loud and intense. That's all our coaches, but that's what we love them for.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't going to breed us for no other better situations. Or we got guys, like you said, who done been through Southern University Hall of Famers, guys who really bled this blue and gold. So to be able to learn from them every day, for them to be able to teach us the game every day, I feel like it's just more than a blessing.
Let's talk about it. Student athlete, student first. Your major, man.
I'm a mass communications major.
Oh, this right up your alley.
Yeah, I gotta get you back up here, Morty.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. Mass communication major, focusing public relations or broadcasting. Just ready to field podcast, interviewing, you know what I'm saying? News outlets. It's a lot of the field that I actually like to get into. So
anybody out there listening, the young man is ready. And guess what? Because of that, hey, I'm gonna have you back here a lot more, man. This could be your playground to get to perfect your craft. I do radio, man. I went to school at Southern for political science. I ain't even do no mass comm. I was a political science major over in Higgins Hall. But, man, it's good to see that you're studying that. What you want to do?
I really want to go into probably news anchor. News anchor, I want to work probably behind the field, like working the computer. I forgot the name of the caller.
You want to be Mike?
Yeah. the engineer, the guy behind the scenes, but... I just feel like I'm kind of well-spoken. I'm good with my words. So yeah. If I could get behind the camera and get a mic in my hand and be a news anchor, that'd be fine with me and the same thing.
Man, how I got started, man, I was at Southern, man, and I have this, I have a YouTube channel and social media, On The Yard. And I started out, man, just wanting to tell stories about what was going on campus. It was a lot of stories of people doing good stuff. Alums, sports was doing good stuff, you know. And so I just got with a guy, man, Garrett, and we got together and picked up a camera and a microphone and started doing it. And you never know where to lead you. And here I am doing radio, and here I am able to meet and talk with you guys, man. And for me, that's what it's all about, to tell the great stories of Southern University, both from the past and the present, and get people out there. Because the biggest thing for me is, I think for Southern, we have so many great stories of so many great people that have come through, man, that we often don't get a chance to continue those stories of those people. And I say this before we get to get off. I always say, I went to an LSU-Auburn game a couple years ago, right? You know how many young people I saw walking around with Bo Jackson? They don't know who the hell Bo Jackson is. They only heard about him, right?
Yeah.
Don't know who the hell he is. But nonetheless, it is just that tradition and pride of knowing who your greats and who came before you, that you tell those stories and you keep that pride behind those people. Mm-hmm. And most of all, that's for me, man. That's why I'm glad that you guys were able to come in. Y'all all swag, so y'all have solidified yourself. No matter where you go in life, and somebody say, man, was you a good ball player? Hey, you always refer right back to that all-SWAC selection. You have been able to cement your name in history of being one of the greats at Southern. Now y'all got to live up to the expectation, you know, and that's at the end of the day. Kelby Givens, I wish we could have had him here. He's out of town, but he's the other guy that made all-SWAC, and as well as he is the preseason SWAC Defensive Player of the Year. So, man, now's your time to give a shout-out to anybody out there, man, for you.
First, I want to give a shout out to the man above. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be here today. I want to give a shout out to my mom back at home, my family back at home. Shout out to all my teammates, all my loved ones, all my supporters, and I just can't wait to start this season and get rolling.
Man, look, I appreciate all you guys, man. Joshua Kendrick, along with you, D. Williams, and hey, appreciate you, dog. Hey, all of y'all, man, for coming in this morning, being able to talk with me, because one thing people always say, man, they want to hear from the players. They want to hear from you guys. And with SWAC Media Day just passing and all you guys' name being checked off that all-SWAC selection, these are the names that you look for this year. When you look, get that media guide and you looking on the field, you make sure you remember from the center position, Joshua Trash Jr., that running back position, Kendrick Rhymes, and you looking at that guy in the middle of the field, hawking him down, sharp. He's a shark out there. D. Williams, all right? Mm-hmm. So these are just some of the names. And Kelby Givens, he going to stand out. You going to know who that big dude in the middle doing all that. So, you know, man, appreciate you guys for coming in, man. And, look, man, love y'all, man. I'm more than welcome to come on here anytime. So let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to go to the past with y'all. I'm going to go way back in. This the one. It ain't the two or the three. This the one. And I think y'all will be surprised and really like this one. So y'all take this.
It's happening in Pineville this Sunday, July 28th. Global Impact Ministry, Pineville Campus Ribbon Cutting.
There's going to be free coffee,
inflatables for the kids, $125 in gift card giveaways, free cash to put in your pocket,
a lunch to take home,
and a huge ribbon cutting ceremony. It will be a day you won't forget. Also this Saturday, you can get to know us at Global Impact Ministries while you eat some good barbecue. And let's
let your kids play on our inflatable jumpers.
It's a party this whole weekend for the whole family.
The grand opening of Global Impact Ministries, 1295 Bayou Maria Road in Pineville.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Listen here, folks. With all the heartache, trouble, and pain in the world, sometimes you need someone to help us lighten our spirits with some good, clean family fun. Coming to the Leesville Event Center on Saturday, September 28th, Julandi's Isle presents Operation Laugh-A-Looyah, the kind of laughs that will leave you gasping for air. This grand slam of a comedy night will be hosted by entertainer Yielded, with a knockout lineup of comedians including Tanya D, Cousin Al, Mother Mitty, and Big Skinny. The Leesville Event Center on September 28th to hear the purest comedy straight from the heart.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT Gina Alexandria 88.1.
It's been some time, but we're back for the new millennium. It's the VOU All Stars. We about to set it off up in here. Got the whole crew. We're gonna do it just like this, y'all. Cause we got the victory.
E-I-C-T-O-L-R. Victory is mine.
Mine, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
I got it. E-I-C-T-O-L-R.
Get your bounce on. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.1.